The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Nabi Pillay, said there had been significant achievements since a historic human rights document was adopted in Vienna 20 years ago. She said that the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action, or VDPA, adopted by consensus at the World Conference on Human Rights in June 1993, was the most significant human rights document produced in the last quarter of a century, and one of the strongest human rights documents of the past 100 years.
It crystallized the principle that human rights are universal, indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated, and firmly entrenched the notion of universality by committing states to the promotion and protection of all human rights for all people, regardless of their political, economic, and cultural systems.
According to Nabi Pillay, the Vienna Conference led to historic advances in many vital areas, among them women's rights, the fight against impunity, the right of minorities and migrants, and the rights of children.
Much progress has occurred during the past two decades, thanks to the path laid down in Vienna. We can justly celebrate a number of important landmark agreements, including the world's first permanent international criminal court, the creation of which received a significant boost at Vienna, as well as new mechanisms to promote and protect the human rights of women, minorities, migrant workers and their families, and other groups. Vienna opened the door to stronger UN human rights mechanisms, including an expansion that still continues today.
Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, Jan Eliasson, said there's a lot of work to do, urging delegates to recall the feeling of 1993, when thousands of people met in Vienna in a spirit of anticipation.
I would say there was a lot of hope, a lot of anticipation in 1993, because the world had changed so drastically, as we all recall. We had seen the end of the Cold War, and apartheid had been abolished, thanks to the determined, wise, and visionary leadership of a person who is in our thoughts and prayers right in this moment, Nelson Mandela.
Jan Eliasson recalled atrocities in the Balkans conflict, the human rights abuses in Angola, and genocide in Srebrenica.
I think the Vienna Declaration was indeed a turning point. The High Commissioner's office was instituted, and here I want to commend Nabi Pillay for her principled, courageous, and indefatigable work in the pursuit of human rights. I myself was President of the General Assembly of the United Nations, 2005 and 2006, where we established the three pillars of the work of the United Nations and put them on the same level. There is no peace without development. There is no development without peace. And there is no lasting peace or sustainable development without the respect of human rights.
In Vienna 20 years ago, non-governmental organizations or NGOs spearheaded a drive for the creation of the post of High Commissioner for Human Rights to ensure that an independent, authoritative voice would speak out against human rights violations wherever they occur. Nabi Pillay believes the Human Rights Office has come a long way in its first two decades of existence.
But it, like so much else, is not a finished product. We have a huge task to promote and protect the human rights of everyone, everywhere, and clearly insufficient resources to carry it out. But I do believe the office has filled a major vacuum in the UN system and become an increasingly strong and authoritative advocate for victims across the globe, a voice for the voiceless, and a voice created by states that is in a position to remind states of the laws and promises they have made, which they are failing to live up to.
Nabi Pillay concluded that we need to do our utmost to revive the spirit of the Vienna Declaration and to relearn its messages. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.